Parshat Matot, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and Bet, and Gimel. Vaydamasher Moshe Limor, Nikom Nikmat Bnei Yisrael Me'et HaMidyanim, Achar Teyasef Elamecha. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, take revenge, and pay attention, for the children of Israel against the Midianites. And afterwards, you will die. The next pasuk, it says, pasuk Gimel, Vaydaber Moshe la'am le'mor, Moshe speaks to the Bnei Yisrael, Heichaltzu me'itchem anashim la'tzava, and as I want you to get some soldiers now, V'yu al Midian, let them go to war against the Midianites, Latet nikmat Hashem b'Midian, to take revenge for HaKadosh Baruch Hu against the Midianites. So in this pasuk it says nikmat Hashem, and the previous pasuk was nikmat b'nei Yisrael. And this question is dealt with by a number of Mefarshim. Let me just quote one of them. It's the Yalkut Shimoni, which the Or Yahel, Reb Leib Chasman, quotes. It's an interesting thing that he says, Ilule Bikesh Moshe Shelo Lamut Lomet. If Moshe would have wanted to get away with it and not do this, he wouldn't have died. Why? Because Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ata Mitnakein Bat Soneyem Shel Yisrael, if you're not going to take Nikom against the enemies of Klal Yisrael, Ein Ata Met. And what would have happened? V'yai Yoshev Lo Esrim Shana Shloshim Shana, he'd add an extra 20, 30 years could tag on to his life. Ella, Omar Moshe, Ein Rishut Biyadeinu Le'akev HaMitzvah. I don't have that right to hold back on this mitzvah. Miyad Vaydaber Moshe La'am Le'mor Hichaltzu Me'itchem. And immediately, he got together the army to fight against the Midianites. They tell a story, just as point of history, that the beginning of the Daf Yomi, the only group that ever picked that up as serious were the Ger Hasidim. They pick up what this concept of learning the Daf Yomi. And they tell a story about Chosid got very sick and he went to the Ger Rebbe for a bracha. And the Geber Rebbe says, until you finish the Daf Yomi Shas, you're not going to die. So what did this Jew do? He went out and he learned the Daf Yomi quickly, studied, he chalished, he learned. He finished Shas Daf Yomi, and he died. So they turned to the Rebbe, Rebbe, you gave him a bracha. He says, yeah, but Shaita, why did he have to finish it so quickly? It could have taken 20 years to finish it. Moshe Rabbeinu felt he had to do the mitzvah immediately, incumbent upon him. And that, of course, according to the Yalkut Shimoni, brought his death. But the question we have to ask, what was this war? First, you start with against Nikmat Hashem or Nikmat Bnei Yisrael, which one? So there's a powerful Beit Yitzchak on this parsha, and I'd like to explain it to you. He writes that Ish Yisraeli, a Jew, he has two goals facing him that he has to work his whole life on. One is the concept of Gashmiut, Gufanit, his own physical body, his well-being. Meaning is his parnosa, his malacha. With this he lives. The second thing is his ruchaniyut, his spiritualness, teira mitzvot. I mean, that's why he was put on this world, on the world of deeds to be able to study Torah and do mitzvot. And the Beit Yitzchak, which as an aside, says these dual responsibilities is not only responsibility for the individual Jew, it's even for Klal Yisrael, for the representatives of Klal Yisrael. There are groups that have to worry about the Gashmiut, security, the well-being, society, Jewish culture. And there's Jews that have to worry about the Ruchaniyot, the spiritual aspect. Rarely do you have someone who can do both, who can synthesize both. But here's the interesting thing. He writes, the Pulat HaGashmiyut HaIkar, that's the main function of the Gashmiut, is Mityachis LaKodesh Baruch Hu. Hu Yoshev V'Rumo Shel Olam, he's in heaven above, U'Mechalek Mezonot L'Kol Beria, and he gives Hazon V'Farnis L'Kol. What the responsibility of the human being is Lazor, to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu along with his deeds. Like the Tanit Ve'Elio, he quotes as Yochol, Afilu Yoshev Botel, guy can sit home and do nothing and he'll have food to put on his table. Talmud Lomar, Leman Yorech Hashem Elokecha, Bechol Maseh Yodecha, Asher Taseh. You have to go out and you have to do, and with your deeds, your actions, that's not the end. That's not what's going to make the parnosa. Through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the bracha. Meaning, in other words, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the gashmiut, the parnosa. What about ruchaniut? Ruchaniut is adarabah, just the opposite. The ikar ha-pa'ula is upon the human being himself. That kol bidei shamayim, the Gemara says in Brachot Lamed Gimel, chutz meirat shamayim. Elo what? Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara Miyuma points out, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps you along. But lamaisa is, for the ruchaniyut, it's your individual responsibility. Then the Beit Yitzchak mentions the Gemara in Brachot Lamed Hei. Lo kidorot harishonim dorot achronim. There's a difference in the previous generations and the following generations. The dorot harishonim asu toratan kevar malachtan arai. Their main thing was Torah mitzvot. Their work, that was secondary. Vezu vezu mitkayim biyadan. And what happened? They succeeded in both of them. Dorot achronim, the latter generations, the asum alachtan keva v'toratan arai, the main thing is working, making a parnosa, accumulating wealth, and studying Torah is something on the side. What happens, zu v'zu, neither of them nitkaima biyadan. And therefore the Beit Yitzchak says that's what's going on here. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, nikom nikmat b'nei Yisrael. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm worried about the Gashmiut of Klal Yisrael. Midian wanted to destroy the Jews and to poison them. He wanted to destroy them on the level of the Ruchaniyut and the level of the Gashmiut. I'm worried about the Gashmiut. Turns around Moshe and says, Amal Yisrael, Atem tiru ha'ikir alatet nikmat Hashem b'midyan. You have to worry about the ruchaniyut, where they wanted to shechtiyu etchem, to get you off the track of Torah and mitzvot. And in summary, we have to ask ourselves, can we, is it possible to find a healthy balance? Can those amongst us who have chosen a mode of life of synthesis, that we would have Torah, we'd have the Ruchaniyut, and we have the Gashmiyut also, we want to make a good parnos and live well, can we really succeed in synthesizing it? It's a difficult task. Most have not succeeded. Can we do it? That's a challenge of those who choose synthesis as a way of life. need a lot of siyata devishmaya, a lot of help from a Kodesh Baruch Hu in heaven, and a lot of our own person amala, our personal work on that.